if they still can keep a beat. Hands holding other hands. I'm a girl and you're a man. Do you know what's moving me? When I Eeyore came to my door and he asked me to dance. One night a shooting star, he traveled far just to ask me to dance. Arms, give away your need, tie them up and around me and play me as you spare.
Hello, hello, KDVS listeners. We hope you're having a very happy Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Welcome to Instant Classic. I'm Mocha.
This is Avalanche, and we have a special guest, two special guests today.
Very special guests.
Hello, this is DJ Brideshead.
I am not a DJ, I'm just Melissa.
Shout out to Pop Rock, who is unfortunately not here with us this week.
She's at home, right?
She's heading back home now. Yeah. So you're in our thoughts. We love you. Okay, today we have a very exciting show. Our two movies that we are going to talk about today are The Wizard of Oz and Wicked. Very topical movies, I think. And I think we're going to start with The Wizard of Oz. So let's do a little synopsis first. The Wizard of Oz, released in 1939. When a tornado rips through Kansas, Dorothy and her dog Toto are whisked away in their house to the magical land of Oz. They follow the yellow brick road toward the Emerald City to meet the wizard, and en route they meet a scarecrow that needs a brain, a tin man missing a heart, and a cowardly lion who wants courage. The wizard asks the group to bring him the broom of the Wicked Witch of the West to earn his help. Okay, let's start with our thoughts. This is the first time I've seen this movie.
Really? No way.
Yeah. okay, let me explain myself here. I think it's one of those movies that I just assumed I'd seen because it's Wizard of Oz, and like, of course I've seen it, but and like I know the general story because it's just such a classic and there's like so many cultural references that I like, in preparation and for like watching Wicked, I was like, I've actually never seen this movie and I really loved it.
So I thought it was like, great. Like an American classic? You're right. Like, so good.
Shocking that this movie is good. Yeah, but I actually watched it with you, Melissa. What were your thoughts on it?
I really enjoyed it. I didn't watch it because it was like those movies that I feel like have like a really dark energy behind it.
Oh, no, yeah.
What's it called? Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes,
just scared me.
The ones from the 70s?
Yes.
And they're like in that tunnel.
I do not watch that. So The Wizard of Oz gave me like the same feels. So I just didn't watch it until Wicked. But I really liked it. I had so much fun watching it. And
The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, like,
maybe I need to rewatch
it. I think you need to.
It's a good movie.
It was good.
It's from 1938 and it doesn't feel like it's from 1938. Yeah.
I feel like I haven't watched it since I was like a kid. I think the last time I watched it, I must have been like 11 or like 10. Mm. And then I watched it before that. But I'm like, I never thought The Wizard of Oz is like the it movie right now.
I guess it is now. But I will say, I think if I watched it when I was younger, I would have been scared. Like it would have scared me. It is spooky, but I thought it was really good, and it's one of the first movies in Technicolor, in Technicolor.
I think it was the first.
If someone knows what that means, I tried to learn it.
Black and white, no?
Yeah.
I mean, the beginning's black and white.
Yeah.
And
I feel like I could be, disclaimer, I could be making this up 100% and spreading misinformation. So should we say it?
Oh, yeah. Real quick. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, and the University of California.
Yeah. I believe that. I think Technicolor, it's like the specific film that is used. It's like a certain chemical to bring out certain colors. So, like, if you look at other colored films, like, from that time, it looks really different mm-hmm. than Wizard of Oz because it's so much, like, brighter. And I think this is the thing that I'm like, this might be fake news. But I think they ran out of the color to make Technicolor. So, like, the actual chemical in the film to make Technicolor is, like, all used up and doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, no. What? That's horrible.
Yes, I know. And Wicked, I mean, yeah, Wicked just came out. Like, what?
Yeah, but apparently I was reading that the set was so hot because of the lights. God, like, it was, yeah. like, the colored lights, it was, like, really hard to act and function and, like, shoot. But, I mean, this was a cursed set. Like,
oh, yeah.
there were, or it's said to be.
Have you seen the ethical issues
yeah,
with the movie?
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm not aware of the, I've heard, like, I just, you know. There's always, like, videos, it's like, the Wizard of Oz set was actually awful. Click on this website to learn why. And I'm like, okay.
A few of the things that I just read up on, like, the scarecrow mask for the guy who played the scarecrow, it was so tight on. And, like, you couldn't sweat in it, so he had, like, permanent marks on his face. There was the Tin Man was recast because the original actor got, like, extremely sick from, like, aluminum poisoning because of
the makeup
paint.
Had, like, he was inhaling pure aluminum.
Yeah, and the green makeup, too, for the Wicked Witch was, like, really harmful. And, of course, like, Judy Garland was treated very
and also
badly.
The Wicked Witch's makeup it was harmful, and then also she got second and third degree burns from
the flames
the flames were real.
That's awful.
And the snow
was fully asbestos. Yeah. Like, this was such a badly, like, poorly run set, and I guess that's just what they did when they made movies back in the day.
No, there's been a lot of push to ban the movie because
really?
Of yeah,
really?
Yeah. There's been
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, but
like,
I don't know
like,
I feel like what happened happened.
Like, why
yeah,
is not
right.
watching the movie gonna do something? Like, how is that gonna help anything?
Just boycott Wizard of Oz.
Boycott Wizard of Oz. Replace it with Wicked.
Yeah,
Wicked is the canon.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, the product was really good. I will say, yeah. I thought it was great. I mean, shout out to Toto. The dog. That
no, the villain.
The villain.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Toto being
his fault?
What are your thoughts on
she wouldn't have ended up where she did if it wasn't for this little dog just running out and like being problematic. He just
was
being
problematic.
Yes.
Well, he's like problematic
king. Yeah, but he was the villain. But at the end he did save her.
That's
I think
true.
So. He did have a redemption arc.
Correct.
But he also did get her where she was. So.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, this also might be wrong, but I know that Toto and Judy Garland, like, didn't make, like, that much of, like, their salary was, like, pretty similar.
So I saw that Toto's salary is higher than the Munchkins.
What? No way.
Outraged.
Outrage is problematic.
It is, I'm telling you.
Yeah, but Dorothy was supposed to be 12 in the movie.
12 years
yeah.
old?
Yeah. What are her thoughts
she
on
looks, like, older than us.
She looks older than us. And her voice.
Oh, her voice.
Yeah. 12 years old?
Yeah, you
mature. 12 years old? She, I mean, that makes sense, like, the thing she does. Like, she runs after the dog in a tornado.
Yeah, this is true.
And she's, like, coddled by her family in a way.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but I think you were saying, Melissa, that they wanted to make her older originally.
Yeah, they wanted to make her the same age as, like, Judy.
Yeah.
Because originally the Scarecrow was supposed to be, like, her love interest. But then they, like, scrapped that, and then they made her, like, character younger. So yeah. Then, but that's why, like, in the end, she's, like, she tells the Scarecrow, like, oh, I'll miss you the most of all, or something like that. Because that was, like, they kept that from, like, the original plot.
That's, like, tea knowing what happens in Wicked.
Yeah. No, I know.
That's, like, tea. Yeah,
Wicked kind of contextualizes it.
Wait, that's kind of crazy. Okay.
Yeah. But, no, I thought, I also just at the end of the movie, I was like, this is a beautiful message. Like, there is no place like home.
Follow the yellow
like, road. Follow the road.
Guys.
But I will say, Glinda, I think, in this movie is so funny. Like, she doesn't have that much screen time, that many scenes. But, like, she sent Dorothy on this whole little quest.
I know.
Just for her to like click her heels and like, like
that's
let her be home.
When I was younger, I'm like, why is this princess making her do all this? I was like, she's kind of evil. Just like give her what she needs.
Exactly. But also, I love the Munchkins at the beginning.
You love them?
I thought they were so silly.
I thought they were creepy when I was younger.
No, they were kind of creepy.
They do give Oompa Loompas. They do. That's where the evil energy is coming from, the Munchkins.
Like, I just love that the whole opening number was just them celebrating this witch dying, and they're, like, dancing around, singing songs.
The witch is dead. rest in peace?
Yeah.
No peace.
And, like... the Lollipop Guild and the what is it, the lullaby something.
I don't remember,
but I thought that Halloween costume, future Halloween costume, yeah. The Lollipop Guild. No, I just really liked the movie. Yeah,
you know, characters are good. I feel like we've just been giving fun facts about the movie, but
did you know?
But I really like the lion and his and I don't know. I've always liked the lion.
That was I think my favorite was the Tin Man.
Yeah. I know. I thought the Tin Man was really funny as well. And the Scarecrow. I did like their relationship.
I liked the Scarecrow.
Yeah.
I thought he was silly. I thought the lion had a lot of singing, Naveen. What did you think about all his singing?
It's something. It's okay. I like he's a goofy guy, and I think he doesn't need his courage. I feel like he should just be himself.
He should just be his goofiest guy.
But I was surprised with the lion having like a little solo number in the middle of all the chaos, because I was like, wow, there's so many characters we could be hearing about, and this lion's just bopping around. But like a full opera number, which I really thought was
his
something
voice is
to see.
Interesting.
Yeah.
His singing voice is kind of like, I mean, I don't really like it, but I I thought it was funny.
It was funny. I think Judy Garland's voice is beautiful.
Yeah,
like in the
good.
Movie. Mm-hmm. Somewhere Over the Rainbow, classic. Mm-hmm. But what did we think of the wizard himself and that reveal?
I always thought he was scary when I was younger.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger,
I
thought he was
scary. I was
very
afraid of him. Even, like, after the reveal, like, because he had all, like, the special effects to make him seem bigger than he actually was. Like, even as a normal dude, I was like, I don't really like him. He gives me, like, bad vibes.
No, he was kind of useless because he just flew away on the hot air balloon and left her there. Like, they went through everything to find you and you just left.
I want to know what the writing process for this movie was like.
Yeah.
For people to sit down, it's like, this is, like, the, like, plot. Like, step by step, this is what's going to happen. Because what even happened?
Yeah. I think it was based on a book originally, so I guess some writer, I should know that, but I don't wrote that book. But yeah, had this crazy idea. And I think it's funny, like, I think as we transition into our Wicked conversation, that, like, Wicked was just fully a fanfic, like, prequel Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
That, like, there was no, like, hints of, like, what was happening. Like, they weren't, like, teeing anything up in the movie for, like, a prequel. It was just someone being like, I wonder, like, why the witch is evil. And, like, I wonder, like, what this backstory is. And then just decided to write it. And then it just became this huge thing, which I think is funny now because everyone's, like, trying to find connections, like, between the movies, and, like, some things just don't make sense because,
yeah,
like,
no,
there's
not canon,
no...
Yeah.
There's, yeah, but I thought that was cool. And have you guys seen the play, like the musical?
I want to.
Me too. Me I also too. Want to. They're going on national tour.
They were just in San Francisco, and I missed them, and I was
they're
sad
gonna
about
be,
that.
They're yeah. gonna be in LA over my really? Winter break, so maybe I might. I've only listened to it.
Yeah.
I've never watched it though. Not even like clips of like those illegal clips. Like So this is like my first time like watching Wicked, the movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know how different it is. Because I know it is, they added a lot more. Because it was 2 hours and 40 minutes long for some reason.
It was long.
Part 2.
Part 2. Part 1 yeah. is longer than the whole play.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I feel like it's hard with movie musical adaptations because, like, you have to, like, add more dialogue
yeah.
and, like, things just move slower. But I will say about the length, like, I didn't feel it that much.
Me neither. I didn't feel it at all. I thought it breezed by.
It really did. And it ended, and I was like, oh, no, I want to see it again. This is bad.
Yep.
But, okay, wait, I have to read the synopsis, guys. This is all messed up. Okay, Wicked Part 1 released in 2024, not even a week ago, I will say. Misunderstood because of her green skin, a young woman named Elphaba forges an unlikely but profound friendship with Glinda, a student with an unflinching desire for popularity. Following an encounter with the Wizard of Oz, their relationship soon reaches a crossroads as their lives begin to take very different paths. Dun, dun, dun. Thank you. But directed by John M. Chu, starring Ariana Grande, Cynthia Erivo, Jonathan Bailey,
Michelle Yeoh,
Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live, who I thought was just great. Stacked cast, yeah. I will say. And they all did very, very well.
I think this was casted, like, perfectly.
I agree.
Yeah, I saw Bowen Yang. His character is the only character whose gender was swapped from the play.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. He does so good in the movie,
it was perfect.
Though.
The line. Yeah. I mean, it's not a spoiler. It's like the line where it's like, I don't see color. I was like, hilarious.
No, spoiler was, disclaimer.
Yeah.
If you haven't.
Disclaimer mid.
This is our first time doing a movie and that's still in theaters. Wow. So,
yeah.
Listeners, if you want to watch the movie, maybe.
Do it soon.
Yeah, do it soon. Like, do it right now before we spoil
actually,
it for
yeah.
you.
Go to the theater right now.
Right now, watch
get your
it.
Ticket.
Yeah. I will say it's hard with this movie and spoilers because the play has been around for
yeah.
so
something
yeah,
years.
Like I believe
I
it
feel like, it's
like
valid.
the musical debuted on Broadway in 2003, yeah. so like we've had some time yeah. to like learn about, but we will try and not spoil. Mm-hmm. crazy stuff that's like big reveals or anything mm-hmm. but Ariana Grande
so good.
Perfect. Literally
incredible
perfect.
In this role.
She should get an award.
She should. But I heard when the casting came out for the movie, I was like, Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
I watched the movie. I was blown away by Ariana Grande.
Like, we know she's a great singer, but I thought
her acting
was so good. I mean, we should have known also Sam and Kat,
yeah.
Victoria.
She's also, like, always been an actor. Like, she was an actor before.
She was on 13 the Musical.
Yeah, definitely she is a theater kid, like, through and through. But I thought she was just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so fun to watch.
She was.
And she played Glinda so well, so funny, mm-hmm. like, so bubbly. And Cynthia Erivo, I mean... Defying gravity.
I'm sorry, that was beautiful. I just wanted to cry.
I felt like I was watching a Marvel movie. Like, I'm like, this is what everyone else feels like when they watch like a fight scene in a Marvel movie. Me watching Defying Gravity, I get it now. I get the hype.
I think my review said they're trying to pull an Infinity War Endgame.
That's true.
No, because my review also said that both have green skin girls with daddy issues.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah, but full body chills when she was singing Defying Gravity and The Wizard, and I thought her musical.
I liked Popular.
Popular was very good. Uh-huh. And their voices together.
Oh.
Is actually magic. Like their harmonies were so good. They blended so well, which is like really challenging, but they're just like trained vocalists that are so good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And everything live.
Yeah,
recorded
live.
And they like planted plants and like made the scenes so real. Like,
yeah, like they built that set, which is crazy.
Yeah, but
I was in the theater with DJ Big Easy, and I said that Ariana, that Glinda reminded me of you, Melissa.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wait, why was I thinking about that while I was watching the movie too?
I feel like that's literally me.
This is huge because my roommate has always said and will continue to say that Melissa reminds her of Ariana Grande, and she is giving Ariana Grande energy all the time. So, like, what do you have to say?
I think your style right now, what you're wearing, it's giving Ariana.
At the movies, I was literally like, I see myself in her, but then I didn't tell anyone because I was like, that's really like obnoxious of me to just go around saying that. So let me keep that to myself.
Just, like leaving Wicked, and you're like, I think I really see myself. I really related.
Like, I'm so her.
And everyone's like, she didn't even get on the broom. Like, she.
Okay, no, but I would have gone on that broom. Yeah, just saying.
Heard it here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought they all did so well. And I mean, this whole thing is just going to be us talking about how good the actors were. But Jonathan Bailey.
Oh my God. He was like, literally, the whole crowd was giggling. Like, kicking their feet in their seats every time he was on screen. I'm like, this crowd is
even
hungry.
I had a crush on him. I was like, wait.
Just hungry for Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah. I've just immediately wanted to see it again.
Me too.
Yeah. And I think I have to this weekend. I think it's just, I will continue to watch it over and over.
Again. Do we know when part two is happening?
I think there's a release date set already.
Did they already film
like
it?
Like day?
It's,
month?
Yeah. Yes, I believe it's next year, November 21st. I think it's a full like exact year from
it's like the Avatar movies. They're all either a year apart.
So, but I mean, I think it's smart that they did a part one, part two, because like, especially fans of the musical, I think they'd be really upset if they cut lines or like cut scenes and songs, because it would have been like, what, a 3.5 hour movie or something, and they would have had to cram so much. And I mean, we even said like it felt like pretty breezy, like the two hours and 40 minutes. And it's just like building hype because it's really good. Mm-hmm. And I think people will be excited.
I think the director, John M. Chu, I think he's the only person who should be allowed to make movie musicals, because he did In the Heights, and I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah.
And then now he did this. I'm like, whoa, he's the only person who can do it well. But yeah, that's my tea.
That's my tea.
That's my tea. That's my Wicked tea.
Yeah, great movie. I actually have to go now.
Oh, okay.
The person driving me to the airport just told me the traffic is bad. And my flight is boarding in like an hour and 10 minutes.
God. And you're still here?
Yeah,
I'm
this is committed to Wicked and Wizard of Oz.
I needed to talk about Wicked.
Girl, you're
great.
He's literally gonna defy gravity. Get on a plane.
I'll conjure the spell and fly to Colorado.
I need to listen to Defying Gravity on the plane going. Yeah,
exactly.
But thank you, listeners. See you guys in 2 weeks.
Safe travel.
Safe travel. Get to Colorado well.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
Yeah, but no, I mean, great movie.
Yeah.
I will say. And I'm just so excited to see the next one. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the press tour.
I've been losing my mind over this. The singular, let's hold some space.
Okay, holding space.
Guys, let's take a second to hold some space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity, if you'd like
I didn't know that. I didn't know people
were... That's because I know I'm in queer media.
I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, not everywhere, but I've seen it in my circle.
I've seen like a couple of posts. Girl, a couple of posts.
like everyone's really holding space for these lyrics.
I saw like there was an article of that interviewer explaining what she meant.
What did she mean? Because I have no idea.
I still don't know. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, she did like a Variety interview.
Yes, and Variety's like a real publication. Like,
they were like, let's really. And I believe she wasn't saying anything like important. She was like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess in my queer media spaces, I see
the three gay guys she follows on Twitter. Like, that's the queer media she's talking about.
Exactly. But yeah, this is when I love the internet, just taking something and running with it, because everyone's holding space now.
Like, I know. Now that's like, we're actually holding, like she manifested that.
Like we're holding.
They weren't before, but now they are.
Like we're all like holding space for Thanksgiving dinner. Like we're holding space for like.
Me when I hold space at the Thanksgiving dinner table for the lyrics of the Fine Gravity.
Like a lot of held space, and I hope we continue
to hold the space until next year.
It's like a year long holding of space.
Well,
it's
one
like,
year
it's like Guinness World space. Records.
But I will say that I can understand why they were like
crying
every single interview. Like, I mean, it was a lot. Like they were crying all the time, but I think they just cared about these characters so much in this story, and I feel like they really did it justice. Like, you can see it in their performances.
They really cared. Ariana Grande cared so much about this.
Like, they fought for these roles, and they, like, put everything they had into them. And that's just, like, really nice to see, I think, in film and TV and all of that. But, are we going to have to, like, go through another press tour the same way? Like,
are we going to cry again?
Another round of them crying, would we think?
I need this press tour to last forever. I love getting all the clips.
I saw that they're, like, for Wicked, they're going to, in December, do screenings where you can, like, sing along in the theater. Like,
wait, guys.
Where do I get my tickets?
Yeah, same.
But I think that's a good idea because, you know, the theater kids have to let.
I know. Mm-hmm. I felt like the whole crowd, like, I feel like there's some theater kids. They were singing during, like, the ads.
Really? Really?
They were doing the Defying Gravity riff
before the trailer started. No, because the first time you watch it, it's not a sing-along. Like
no,
you,
it
you
is not.
You sit there and you
sit and you take it,
it
in. Yeah. Like Broadway, you sit and you take
you
it
take
in.
You take it in, exactly. Mm-hmm. But I do think we should like cheer before, after every
Yes, I wanted to clap.
I wanted to clap every single time.
Standing ovation for Defying Gravity.
Standing ovation in the theater.
In
theater.
And what it, like, the play end or the play intermission, like the second half or the first half ends with Defying Gravity. And like, I just think it's good that they ended this movie that way too. Like, What a good place to end it. Like on that riff, like on on that song.
The opt up.
Ugh. So good.
I know.
That's just being like, oh, so good.
So good. Uh-huh.
But yeah, and I heard that Cynthia Erivo did like all her like own stunts.
She yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I was seeing like the behind the scenes clips of her like flying around singing.
On the
I was
broomstick.
Like, what?
Defying Gravity is such a like technically challenging song.
I know, and like on stage they just stand there like on the platform, they get lifted up. She was flying all over the place.
All over the place doing flips and stuff and leaps, and she's like belting out this song.
Mm-hmm.
And it really like shows.
Yeah, not to like change the topic, but like Ethan Slater.
Oh my god.
Every time I saw him on screen, I was like, him?
I could not take him seriously at all.
His feet, when they were like pointed in different directions. I was like, wait, this is hilarious.
Yeah, shout out Ethan.
Shout out Ethan Slater.
Shout out Ethan Slater.
Shout out SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, yes, exactly. Next movie musical. SpongeBob.
Yeah, I think it's really like poetic that the character he played is obsessed
with her. I know. It was so ironic.
That was funny. But I'm thinking of like the scene where they're Glinda's like imitating the dance.
Oh yeah.
Like with Elphaba. I was like tears. Like,
that was one of my favorites.
I
really emotional.
I heard, I don't know how true this is, I heard that Ariana Grande, like, because it was choreographed, that she didn't do the, like, she didn't, like, follow the choreography. She wanted it to be raw, like, in the moment. She's copying Cynthia Erivo, like, literally, so it's so, like, organic that she's like, I'm looking at you, and I'm going to remember it and do it. So she didn't remember the choreography.
Wow, I love these little fun facts.
I know.
Even if it's not true, I'm just going to assume that it is.
I'm going to hope it's true.
Because it felt so real. I was like, whoa.
It's so interesting, the like dichotomy between the two movies. Like,
it is.
One was like cursed and had horrible things go wrong, and all of the actors had like severe like trauma from shooting this movie. And like, it just seems like the Wicked set was like so
it
full
healed
of, yeah like
it healed the Wizard of Oz
it did it was so full of positivity and just like talent and people like putting their all into the movie, and that was really nice to see. Mm-hmm. I will say.
Yeah. But
I think that we're gonna like wrap up our discussion for Wicked and the Wizard of Oz. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our amazing guests. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having us.
Final thoughts?
Go see Wicked and just know that I am like Galinda.
Also go see Wicked. But I am not like Galinda. Also, wait, can I ask this question? Go when you it. Think of her, do you think of Galinda or Glinda? Like, because she changed her name. I always think Galinda.
I think
Galinda.
Galinda.
I think of Ariana Grande saying Galinda. Like, I think, Galinda.
Uh-huh.
But it was great when she changed her name. Mm-hmm. She was brave for that.
She was doing something for a better cause.
She was.
All right. I think that's going to wrap up our discussion. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Then ASUCD Legal Services may be the solution for you, offering domestic or civil legal assistance. To receive a consultation, all you have to do is take your Aggie card to the Student Services Office at 347 Memorial Union. Once there, an appointment will be made for you to speak with a licensed attorney via phone. For more info, please call the Student Services Office at 530-752-1990.
We all know bicycles are a very convenient mode of transportation here in Davis. However, if your destination is Sacramento, you might want to consider the YOLO bus. Route number 42 will take you from Davis to Sacramento. The ride is free for undergraduate students possessing a UCD registration card. Contact YOLO Bus at 530-666-2877 for more information.
Look out now, this is the Diz, Dizzy Gillespie that is, and let me give you some information. If you want to hear some good sounds, the sounds that's round, keep your radio tuned to KDVS in Davis, 90.3 on your FM dial. Look out! Ow! This is the Diz signing off.
Welcome to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thanks very much for tuning in to your local campus and community radio station on the day before Thanksgiving. I'm happy to have you here today. I'm glad that you've joined me. We have a tradition here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. And that is, on the day before Thanksgiving, we reach out to one of our favorite poets, Joe Mills. Joe Mills is the author of a number of books. He's a professor at the North Carolina College of the Arts in North Carolina. And he's a graduate of the PhD program in English at the University of California, Davis. We'll check in with Joe, see how the fall has been treating him, and ask him to share with us a poem or two, likely about his family. In the second half of the program, we'll hear from another alumnus of UC Davis, this one being Matt Mason. Matt Mason is finishing up his term, if I remember correctly, as the State Poet of Nebraska. He earned an MA in creative writing from UC Davis somewhere around the early to mid-90s, and he's going to be joining us on the telephone to share with us a few quirky and entertaining poems and also an update on his work traveling to, I believe, every county in Nebraska. And Nebraska is what you would call a really big state. We'll find out how that went and how many poetry readings that entailed. And then a few thoughts on Thanksgiving, all part of the Wednesday Before Thanksgiving edition of everybody's favorite poetry and technology program,